Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio, Let's Talk. Today I have a very special panel with me tonight. I want to take the time to, before I introduce everybody, to introduce yourself to me. My name is Malik. I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia. The mission for this radio station is to pretty much educate, not only educate, but to entertain all at the same time. Right now I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. Please do not leave. Please do not leave. Everything should be up and running in about 5 seconds. While I'm trying to get everything situated, I want everybody to go online right now and go into the chat room where I am right there. If you have any topics for anything that you want me to talk about on a radio show, I would love it if everybody would please post them there. Everything should be rolling right about now. Right now, I would like to introduce my co-host. Her name is Justice. Justice, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Justice, and I'm from Richmond, VA. I'm 22 years of age, and I'm a film.
All right, Miss Justice. You better work, honey. All right. I would like to now get you all in tune to my co-host, my guest host. The one, the only, Clever Thoughts, a lesbian artist, recorder artist, as I may say. She's from Baltimore, Maryland. And I would like her to introduce herself.
Okay. What's good with you? It's Clever Thoughts in the building. I'm just, here to see what's going on and support. Definitely supporting everyone.
All right. Well, how was both of you all days today? Like, tell me a little bit about your day.
Oh, well, huh? Well, my day was boring, pretty much, at home watching TV.
Okay. Well, hey. That's better than not being here, right?
Right. Well, I could say my day was, I was moving along pretty good today. A lot of, progress as far as promotions, marketing, and things like that. So I definitely say I did something with myself today. Spent some time with my son and,
That's good. That's very good. So let me ask you a few questions, Clever. Could you tell everybody on Let's Talk exactly how did you get started in the industry?
Well, I pretty much basically just, picked up the microphone. And that's how, from now on, there was nobody to record my lyrics and my vocals. So I started with a little recorder and, pretty much tried to work my way up from there, from a recorder, karaoke machine to a, mic. I don't know if anybody ever remember having a radio and then just trying to record from the radio and just pressing on record and it's recording on there. So I'm like one of those people. I started there. And I worked my way up, and that definitely helped me to get where I'm at, as far as a recording artist.
All right. Miss Justice, did you have anything that you wanted to ask Clever Thoughts?
Yes. So, actually, who influenced you in the rap community for you to, come out and rap? who influenced me. I mean, definitely the female that influenced them, that actually influenced me was the one that came out before me, of course. You know, definitely everybody, you know, the Brad, I could say she's big because she was the first one to step out there before I even understood what it was to be in a dominant kind of clothing or what they label that to be, should I say. You know, she's the first one that stepped out there. I can't say I'm imitating her, but I definitely can say that, you know, she influenced me, Missy. Just pretty much any female that was bold enough to step out there and have a voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's impressive. That's impressive. So yeah. Let me ask you a question, right? Who are you outside of your music? Like, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, basically, me, I'm just a down-to-earth, humble person. I'm pretty laid-back, chill. Definitely got a little, you know, sense of humor, and I just like to relax. Outside of my music, I'm still the same person inside and outside of my music because I shared myself in my music. It's not like some people do, like put up an imitation of who they are. That is me, who I am. You know, if you listen to my music, it doesn't just show one kind of solemn way. It shows several different ways that I am. Party, chill, thinking. All the above.
I know that's right. Lyric, have anything else to ask, Ms. Justice?
Yes, and from you being, you know, a still rapper, what would you like people out here to get from your music?
I mean, I want people to just get the understanding that no matter what you got on, we are still all women, and we still all have a opinion out here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want everybody to understand the opinion of me, you know, who I am. I can't speak for anybody else, but if anybody does relate to me, then, you know, those are the best people that's the best audience that I have to give out to, you know. I'm
digging it. So digging it.
Yeah.
So right now I'm going to play a little bit of your song, No Matter Where I Go. I want everybody to listen to it. You know, it's very nice. It's inspirational. And this is a little bit of Clever Thoughts. Here we go. All right. Now, my last question to you, Clever Thoughts, right?
Okay.
What are your latest projects? How can people get in tune with you, you know, your different pages? You know, tell us a little about how we can get in contact with you.
I have some work that I'm working on, ReverbNation.com. That's one of the ones that I'm lately working on because they have excellent marketing, too, as far as getting, you know, myself out there. I definitely have, you can look me up. You can pretty much Google me and just, you know, Clever Thoughts, that's CLEVATHOUGHTS. You know, you can just pretty much look it up and you'll pretty much see me. I'm on YouTube. I have a few videos on there as well. Definitely, it's pretty much, those are the main ones that I'm working on right now.
All right, everybody, last talk. You all know how to get in contact with Clever Thoughts. do that. Show us some love. Show us some respect, some support. We all need support. Now. Let's get into today's topics. You know we have four, right? But the main topic today is what's the beef. Now, I don't know about Clever or Justice, right? But I want to know from both of you all, how do you feel about the beef in our community? Not only women, but gay males, transgender, bisexuals. You know, I want to know exactly how you all feel about it. Like, what's the beef? Like, what's good?
Me, I ain't got no beef with nobody. I mean, does somebody got some beef with me? I don't know. I can't really speak for anybody else, but I do know if you got some beef out there, life is too short to sit around and just sit around and hate on another person. You know, why don't you go live your life? If that person is disrupting your life, that means that you need to go ahead and step away from that person. Don't put yourself in that category of field. Real talk.
I know that's right. How you feel about it, Ms. Justice?
I mean, personally, me, I don't have no beef with anyone either. You know, I'm a nice person and everything, but at times you do run across people. They might have beef with one another. I mean, we all family. All of us gay, you know. So we should just get along, like she said. Life is too short.
But in reality,
we all have siblings, though. You know, siblings, like sibling rivalry. You're going to beef and you're going to squabble. You're going to have disagreements. I guess some people just don't understand how to handle disagreements at the end of the day. If you disagree, everybody just disagree, and it's over with. Keep it moving. You have your opinion, I have mine, but I'm not going to kill you because your opinion is different. That's stupid.
That's rebellion. You know another thing, too, y'all? Like, one thing that's really, it doesn't really bother me because I'm just the type of person that, you know, it is what it is in some situations, you know, but one thing that I do notice a lot in the clubs, in the street, at events, the gays and the lesbians have this thing with, I don't know what they call it in your city, you know, when you stare and gaze at somebody with hate and don't even know them, the whole gritting situation. I don't know what they call it in Baltimore. I guess mugging on somebody. Yeah, California, but I know in Virginia they call it gritting. And, you know, I mean, my thing is, you know, with the whole studs, when they see another stud, or the femmes, when they see another femme, it's like, she thinks she better than me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, why can't people start looking at people with love, like, hey, how you doing? What's good? My name is. I'm not saying you got to introduce yourself to everybody, but at least respect the next person like you want to be respected. You know, me personally, Like Clever said, life is too goddamn short. Excuse my French, you know. But we
and
all grown,
make it
short, right?
Right.
You feel me? We all grown, so, you know.
Yeah.
You know, life is too short, man. Like, love your neighbor. It's just, I don't know, it's just too short. You know.
Well, I can say for me and personally, I don't sit there and I don't tell other people to do nothing they supposed to do. You're supposed to know. It's supposed to be common sense to you to, you know what I'm saying, to just say hello. I mean, my mother raised me to be a type of person where I say hello. You know what I mean? I don't come up to you and just be like, yeah, bitch, I'm going to stab you. I'll hate you. I don't like you because you look fly. Nah, that's
where
black.
Where they do
to me.
That at, though?
I mean, I don't know. Where do they do that at? I don't do that. I can't say that. They do it worldwide, though. I guarantee it. You know, people, that they bored. I think they bored with themselves. They feel like they need to be up. They need to upgrade themselves if they feel as though they're not meeting the next person's, you know what I'm saying? If you're not meeting what the next person is looking like and you don't like the next person because they look better than you, you need to upgrade yourself. Don't hate them because they already upgraded.
No, that's right.
That's ridiculous.
Don't hate them. Support them. You feel me? Like, if they doing good, support them. You know,
find out how they do it.
Supporting people. It's nothing wrong with supporting people. You feel what I'm saying? Like, what do you have to lose? Like, a hi, a hug, and what's good or whatever is free. A hand clap.
They might be the same people. They might help you out in the future.
It's like, Oh, you know what else I can't stand, people? I'm ready to tell you like it is, right? What about, say like me and you, Clever, we friends, right? Or we was friends, past tense, right? And Justice was your friend, and she started hating me because me and you fell off. Like, sorry, Justice, for putting you up in the middle, but you know how we do the things. We got to take over.
That's immature.
It's immature, man.
It's very immature to me. You can't sit there and be, you can't tell me that I can't talk to somebody. I'm a grown-ass woman, first and foremost. So second of all, if you don't like the person any longer, that's okay. You and your relationship could be disassembled. But, I mean, I understand if the person is a negative influence and me and you are, if we're a couple, however, and it's taking down a weight on our relationship that we've built for years and years, and this one person that's newly there and that caused disruption within our relationship, then that person may need to go. But if it's a person I knew for a long time, you knew for a long time, and then they got kicked off because y'all fell off, then I mean, I'm going to still connect.
I feel you. Mm-hmm. I feel you. You know, with that topic, you know, I'm going to leave it like this, and we're going to move on to the next topic. This is the final thought for what's the beef. Love thy neighbor like you would love yourself. Today, it's too many people getting gunned down, shot, killed over hate and beef. There's too much hate in a homosexual, and there's too much hate in a heterosexual. Us as a community should get along, because guess what? You will lose your blessing. You will miss out on something great if you hate. Let's move on to the next topic. Now, here go a funny one, right? Y'all ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you all feel? All right. I'm not even trying to down nobody. You know, this is not for anybody to get mad about what we have to say, because there are some people that like to do this. But how do you feel about the fam getting on top of the studs, pumping and sweating with the strap and giving it to them? Like, tell me what y'all feel about that.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. You can go first on this one, Justice. Go ahead.
All right. Well, me being a femme personally, I wouldn't get down with something like that because I wouldn't feel right. You know, because I know how studs are. But, hey, if they want me to do it, you know what I'm saying, I'll do it. But I'm saying,
I mean,
well,
would that make you feel more dumb, like in control? Like, how would you really feel getting on top of a stud?
Yeah,
I don't know. I can't do it. Me personally, I don't think so. It's not happening with me. Me personally, I'm not happy. No, I'm the one who do the stroking in the bedroom. And if she want to feel as though she wants to stroke me, you know what? I'm like a virgin. If it's my wife on my honeymoon, I break down and give it to her because that's my wife, and she wants it in my virginity one time on a honeymoon gift of all gifts. But that's about it. I'm not going to be sitting there, yeah, fuck me from the back and bullshit.
Oh, God.
That shit don't even sound like coming from my mouth. I mean, what the fuck?
You know what? I feel you 100%, man, because look, what you won't do for your boo, somebody else will do for your boo. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but at the same time, that's why us, when we get into relationships or when we get with a sexual partner, we need to let them know from the beginning, like, look, this is what I do like, and this is what I do not like, and this is what I would not like, what I do not
right.
want to happen. You feel what I'm saying? So if
right.
you're one of those studs or one of those doms, ADs, or whatever you call yourself, if you're one of those, then you need to let your partner know, like, look, hey, this is what it is. Either you're going to accept me for who I am or you're not going to, you know what I'm saying? And maybe, just
right.
maybe, if you stop pressing the issue, little shorty, or whatever you want to call her, maybe we might can get it in. But until then,
right. That's wifey. Wifey to me. You got to be wifey.
It
got to
be wifey. It got to be the
business. It got to be wifey. It got to be like, yo, and wifey ain't going nowhere after that. Like that.
I don't know, Clem. Like, I don't know. She might be like, look, man, this is the crazy shit.
Nah, yeah, that is crazy shit. I don't know.
I'm just joking about it.
I can't fuck with it though. Me personally, I like, yeah. My shit hang 2 feet from the ground. I mean, I'm very blessed.
So,
I'm just joking around, huh?
Man, you know what? Go ahead, joke, man. You know what? You know, like the old people say, no fool, no fun. Like, you know,
right.
And that's the exact mission of this show, to have fun, but at the same time, educate. Do you feel me?
But of course.
That's just it, you know. And like I said, before we move on to the next topic, like, I am so happy, you know what I'm saying, that you came on and shared you with everybody. Like, you know, that just, I mean, it really mean a lot to me, like, for real.
No problem.
I'm about to cry, man. Don't you tell nobody. Oh, damn, I forgot when you're on the air, man. I forget.
That's all right.
But y'all don't tell nobody. You hear me?
You done told everybody yourself just now, so.
I know,
you
right?
Get, they know now.
I know. Yeah, here go another thing, right? Let me ask y'all this other question, right? How do you all feel about, hold on, let me finish the social networks, right? How do you all feel about Facebook thugs, downlink thugs,
MySpace thugs,
hey. They even have live journal thugs, you know, Blogspot. What kind of, what the? What do you think goes through people's minds?
You want me to get that? All right.
And they start thugging, like, you know, and then these normally be the people that thug online, but when you see them in public, it's like, I meant no harm, you know. So when you confront them, it's like they run behind a bush or something like that. Like,
right. Yeah, I've been in a situation like that. It doesn't work out. You know, if you want a thug, keep it in the street, because ain't no thug got no damn Facebook page, really. You know, but at the same time, every thugging is dying, man. You need to let it go. Get a fucking job. Stop trying to build a business up. If you want to build your business based on it, it's all an image. All the thugging created from imagery. People want to look like something, be like something, sound like something that they not. Keep it real, man. If you ain't in the streets doing what you doing, then do what you do. You ain't got to be online. Yeah, they got my shoot you and see. What the hell you going to kill me with a space bar? With an A? With an apostrophe? An exclamation mark? I mean, what the fuck?
Give me all your escape, bitch.
I don't like you. I'm going to X you out, dog. You know? Fuck out of here, bad guy.
Hey.
I'm deleting you, man. You not my friend, no.
Hey, look, and you know, when you get to the, when a person take you to the point where you got a custom out online or you got a custom on their page, all you have to do is click the block, click the delete. It is not that self. It is not that serious for you to be cussing and say, I'm going to kill you on Facebook, and when you send me the club, you get your ass beat. It is not that serious. You know?
Right.
How you feel about justice? Tell us, Miss Femthing.
I mean, I have been across a couple of people like that. They would talk so much junk on the computer, Facebook, whatever. They'll even put a status up saying what they want to say. But then when you see them, they don't even say nothing to you. I mean, I don't understand it.
Honey, all I can say is be yourself.
Yes.
Stop trying to be Tupac. Stop trying to be Biggie. Stop trying to be 50 Cent, 40 Cent. Stop trying to be whoever but yourself, because you're going to come out better in life being you. Do y'all agree, right?
Right.
True.
You know, let's move on to the next topic. Now, here go another topic that I have posted on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know I got like almost 100 comments on this topic. So I decided to squeeze this in tonight. The topic is, how do you all feel about bisexual studs? Now, if there's anybody...
I mean, that goes back to the... And this ain't a strap. This is not a strap session we talking about, right? This is the straight up meat.
This is me or you, not us in general, but... you know, society's label having sex with
it. Getting strong.
You know.
Get nut on your face. Nah, man. You know what? I mean, everybody, you got to keep it real. You got to keep it real with it, what it is.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. We all women at the end of the day. Some women, they forget that they are women. They have a fucking pussy. You have a G-spot. If you, for any reason, find a man attractive and you want to get your G-spot tapped by some meat, hey, go do what you do, you know? But it don't sit there in the community and claim that you are a lesbian. You know what I mean? Don't sit there and say that you are because, you know, you're doing this with this guy, and then he's, and you, your girlfriend, you come to find out, you know, you think she the one cheating on you. You the one cheating on fucking her, fucking the dude.
Mm-hmm.
She over there.
Right.
You know, so that's, to me, I don't know. That's some, you just leave it. Do what you do, though. I mean, the nut is a nut. If you want to be with a dude, be with a dude. If you want to be with a girl and a dude, have a fucking party. I don't give a shit. But, you know, keep it real with yourself. You got to keep it real with yourself, man. It's all clothes at the end of the day. We take it off, you fucking naked, you look like a woman. Unless you got your shit changed up, then that's different. I don't know what to say on that one.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Well, is there anything else y'all wanna bring a topic to the table? We do have a little bit more time. Anything like a what grinds y'all gears? Like, what really gets to y'all, you know? When y'all see it or hear it.
Me, the sun on stud thing. I don't know.
Uh-uh.
I can't get down.
Me as a son, I can't get down with that neither. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Yeah, you don't. You might get a couple studs ready to go.
I mean, but let me ask you this, Justin. What if you had a stud and a threesome, and they was having a threesome with you? Would you feel kind of awkward if those studs started touching each other after y'all all got naked?
I mean, behind closed doors, all us females. But then what if the other stud go for the other stud? I'm like the one sitting there out the third wheel. I'm like, oh, hold up, wait a minute.
But that's your cue. Your cue is to be the feminine to jump in there and, you know what I'm saying, and let them know why you're the feminine. They're the dom.
But you know what, though, y'all, like, real justice, to answer your question, that was your fault from the beginning. You know, the whole threesome thing, you have to be ready for, just like Alicia Keys say, you got to be ready for the unthinkable, right? Because you going into this whole threesome with you, the only femme, and two studs, they start licking and moaning and groaning. That's your fault. Because you should have took one
of them to you
and did your business. Now, you can't get mad because them two is doing what they do. My outlook on the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
Love who you love. Who am I to judge you? I can't judge you.
That is true.
I'm a stud or a dom or AG, and I'm gonna tell y'all straight up like this. I don't hate. I don't, like I said, I don't judge, and I'm not gonna tell you who's gonna be my next partner. You feel what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I let it go and let God. So if a stud comes into my life and I happen to like her for what we talk about and whatever, I'm going to date her. You feel what I'm saying? Like, who the hell is everybody else? I don't care if you call me nasty or whatever. If I feel like dating Debonair, I'm going to date her ass. And that's just how it really is.
All these classifications anyway, that shit is broken down into too many categories. It's like too many damn categories. I mean, we all women. That's one category, women. There's no other category that you put in. You just making up everything. God, woman, man. It's nothing else broken down. You might have more characteristics, which goes off of other subjects. You know what I'm saying? If you're more feminine or you happen to be more dominant in the bedroom, that's just the role that you play in the bedroom. When you out in the public, you might wear baggy clothes. But at the end of the day, some of the girls that wear the most baggy clothes are the most feminine. So therefore, at the end of the day, when you getting down and dirty, the one that's wearing the femme clothes is the most dominant. What the fuck? That goes back to the strapping more shit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, though. You get fucked, you get fucked. I mean, a nut, like I said, it's all about a nut. That's what separates a lesbian from anything anyway. It's about having sex with the same sex. They ain't saying having sex with a dom, a fem, or versatility. Break, fuck that breaking down shit. Well,
yeah.
They do break it down ahead of the sexual community, too.
Now, if anybody, before I go into taking calls, if there is anybody that wants to get into the conversation that I do not take their call, you can go on right now to www.blogtalkradio.com/les/talk, and I will be taking questions. You know, right now, I'm going to go onto the phone line, and let's see what everybody got to say. I'm taking a call right now from 817. 817, are you here? Hello, 817? One more time, area code 817. All right, 817. It's not answering. We're going to take the next caller. 804? How you doing, 804? Area code 804?
I don't know. You have something.
All right. We're going to go to the next area. Maybe I need to say area code plus the 3 digits. Let's do it like that.
All right.
941, area code, first 3 digits, 373. How you doing today, 941-373? Hello? All right. Take the next caller. 941-879. Hello, one more time, 941-879. All right. Guess everybody got chicken feet tonight, right?
Uh-huh. Right, everybody's quiet.
Everybody got chicken feet. Now, let's see if we can get the next person online. You know, 443, this is like a Maryland code, 443-869. Hello, area code 443. Area code 443. Okay. Area code 832-458. Hello, area code 843. I mean 832, please forgive me.
What's good?
Hey, what's good? How you doing?
Nah, I'm good.
Can I get your name and where you from?
Yeah, I'm Nico from Houston.
Okay, Texas. Did you have anything you wanted to ask or any input or anything that we said tonight?
On the real, I was just listening, though. I was listening to the whole somebody had to think about the self-assert thing. I mean, I feel what y'all was saying or whatever. I mean, you love who you love. I'm with a sir right now, and I'm cool with it. She understands. I don't care what nobody say about it, really. You know what I'm saying? I'ma love who I love. It's not like I chose her. It's not. It just happened. I dated Sam before, but I just really wasn't really feeling girly, girly, girl until I got with her, and I started feeling that. So I'm like, you get with who you get with. Whoever makes you happy.
Fail you, man. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Do you? That's all. At the end of the day, you are the person that got to make you happy. You feel me?
That's true.
So I definitely thank you for calling in and continue listening.
Yeah, I will. No problem.
All right, thank you. Next caller, area code 214-484.
Yo, how y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Fine.
All right, my name is Church, and I'm from Dallas, Texas. I got a question. How do you guys feel about FTMs, and do y'all think it's a fad?
Oh, Lord. I'm glad that you came on here and talked about that.
female to male, is that that thing?
Yeah, that's female to male.
This is my thing. You know what I'm saying? There is a lot of people that is trying to be like everybody else. You feel me? Me personally, I have a lot of friends that are in transition at this point, and I support everybody and what they want to do. But there are a lot of studs that see the main FTM, the one that's popular, and they say, oh, I want to do it too. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my question back to you is, how do you feel about that?
Well, I am FTM. I've been transitioning really all my life. And this is really something that I wanted to do a long time ago, but the fear of disappointing my mom, my family, the religious aspect of it, how they're going to take it at work, and then the fact that I've been my wife for the past 11 years, it was something that I had to think about as far as raising. I really helped raise her kids. So it's a lot to put into it. So, I mean, this is not like a decision for me that was made overnight. It was something that I put a lot of thought into it, a lot of research into it. I'm thankful that the Internet is there because the Internet has really, you know, brought that information to the forefront, something that really that the white community has pretty much been doing for decades. The Afro-American community is able to do now because now we have that information and the financial resources. I had my top surgery done about 2 years ago, and I've been taking testosterone for about a year.
Okay.
So, but the only thing about it is once I decided to actually transition, because I've been a butch, a stud, whatever you want to call it, for years, but once when I actually decided to transition, I kind of felt like I needed to disconnect myself from my gay, lesbian community. And then I got to the point when I was like, oh, fuck that. I ain't doing that because my money green no matter where I go.
Right.
But I feel like my gay community is now turning their back on us.
And I agree. I do agree.
Right.
Yeah. You know why? You know exactly why? Cause I'm going to tell you my insight on it, as well as I'm going to let Justice and Clever tell theirs. My insight on it is, people are not in tune to the unknown. People get scared. People become very ignorant to the unknown. So you, as a person that's been doing this, maybe you can share, then that maybe we could talk about another segment, you know, where you come on and you share your, you know, pretty much your trials and your tribulations on how it made you become who you are.
My
you feel me?
And love that is.
Yeah, but you know, but part of it I do agree with. I mean, a lot of my friends that I know are doing it for various reasons. Some are doing it because they think it's cool. Some are doing it because, you know, I'm originally from Philadelphia. So I used to walk the balls. Some are doing it so they can go from walking butch realness to trans man realness.
True.
But I tell people, once you do certain things to your body, you can't reverse back. You can't get your breast removed and then 5 years later say, oh, my God, I want my breast back.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
You can't start taking testosterone and all of a sudden, you know, 2 years down the line, you got a whole beard, your voice done changed, you know, the whole makeup of your body done changed, and you like, I don't want to do this no more.
Do you regret it?
No, I don't regret one bit of it. The day I got my top surgery and I finally woke up from the anesthesia, that was the first day I finally felt whole.
Well, I mean, you know, I could say definitely my opinion is you go for what you feel because you are a human being and you have every right, just like as an artist, I have every right to voice my opinion and to say what I want, to wear what I want, even though I know if I get in the industry, they're going to try to change how I look, you know, because they're not going to want me to look a certain way. But at the end of the day, you want to be who you are, and it's up to you to make sure that you define that.
Yeah,
so I support you 100%, and I don't care if anybody else does. You do what you want to do for your life.
Yeah, I mean, and I totally agree with that. But even with that, you kind of feel like the community that you supported is not now supporting you.
That's because they don't support themselves.
Yeah, that's really for the most part.
Oh, yeah, they really don't, you know. It's
and
hard.
Then what tripped me out is everybody's always saying, be you, be yourself, you can be anybody you want to be, keep it real. And then when you do keep it real, motherfuckers can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That goes to the unknown. Goes right back to it.
Well, I have friends that actually, you know, they're in the process of doing it as well, you know. And I say, you know, do what you want, do what you feel. I mean, I can't, at the end of the day, it's going to affect more or less not your friend's opinions. It's going to affect the person that you with the most. If they're supportive and you doing what you want to do and your changes in your life, then you shouldn't have to worry too much about anybody else. Because those people, if they can't accept you for who you are, they was never meant to be in your life in the first place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the crazy thing is my straight friends are just like cool with it. I mean, especially ones that have been knowing me for years, they like, you know, I had a male friend of mine say, yo, I really think that you was given the wrong chromosome at birth. He said, because, you know, mm-hmm. even when you had breasts and everything, we used to hang out, he said, I just always looked at you like a dude. And I told him, I said, well, thanks. You know, that's one of the best compliments you can give me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But to me, like I said, at the end of the day, it's all about being real. I mean, you're the only person, you with yourself 24 hours a day. You can't hide from
mm-hmm.
yourself. So if you can't be true to yourself, then how can you be true to anyone else?
Right.
If you can't love yourself, how can you really love somebody else?
That's true. Real true. Can't argue with that. And I would like to thank you for coming on today and sharing your insight. And definitely keep listening.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Thank you. All right. Let's go to area code 443-869. Hello. All right. Let's try somebody else. Area code 941-879. How you doing today?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm fine.
I'm good.
My name is Sunil. I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to, you know, make a quick comment. First of all, I'm so happy that I can, you know, I could listen to your show tonight. It's been really fun. We've been laughing our asses off over here at you guys, and it's been really fun. But I wanted to make a comment about Trish. I was just on the phone, and I wanted to kind of extend my heart out to him and, you know, that I really sympathize with, you know, what he's gone through in his life and everything. My point is this, and I want to play devil's advocate here on the other side.
Okay.
Yes, definitely be you. Definitely be you and follow what you want to do. But this is the issue with the lesbian community that I feel. We as women in the lesbian community fancy ourselves strong rebels, women of power, women of what's the word I'm looking at? Opinion, strong opinion. Women that go from female to male, they're not involved in the gay community anymore. What they've done is they've left behind the lesbian community, and what they have is gone into a straight male community, a straight male role to deal with a straight woman. You're not dealing with gay women anymore. You're not dealing with the gay community anymore. Now you have put yourself in a situation where you're a straight man dealing with a straight woman. So I can understand where a lot of the gay community will be like, okay, well, you're not even in the gay community anymore now. Now you're a straight man. It's easy for you. You can fit in with the, you know, with the whole idea of what a straight relationship should be. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my opinion on it. That's the way I look at it. It's not that I have anything against anybody. And I sure do say to everybody, do what you do. But at the same time, they have to understand how, you know, it would make people feel like, okay, well, you know what I'm saying, you're kind of selling out a little bit. You're doing what, you know what I'm saying, the straight community does, and we are left, you know what I'm saying, we still holding flags, and we still marching for rights, and we still doing everything else, and you living like you a straight man. And that's the way I feel about it. That's all I need to say.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you came on and you showed support. That's what the community is about. And finally, I give you support because it takes a bigger person to come on and actually show somebody else support. And I'm pretty certain that made his day. And I would like to thank you for coming on. And as always, continue to listen.
All right, we will. Thank you. Good night, ladies.
Thank you.
Good night.
Let's try 804-615 one more time. How you doing, 804-615? 804-615? All right, let's try somebody else, y'all. Let's see if we can get somebody that's going to talk to us. You feel me?
All right.
Right.
941-373. How are you doing today?
That's me. You're talking to me.
Hello?
I heard something.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm definitely gonna. I'm scared. I think I sound like a little Geico or something. I don't know what that was.
But
is there anybody in the chat room that wanna ask some questions? Let me take some questions from the chat room and see if we can see what's going on with the people.
Okay.
Let's see. See if we can get some people to talk to us tonight. While I'm doing that, let's try this 941. Are we just going to talk to 941? Let's try 817-226. 817-226. Hello?
Hello?
No, hey, I'm
how just you doing? Messy. No, it's Clever.
That
I was just playing,
you
know.
About to say, you
nah, I was just playing, man, because it's shit. Yes.
it was funny, man. Like, for real, man. For real. I thought you was the person.
I thought I was the person for a second. I had to, like I say, double fuel and shit.
Man, we should have did a little skit, man. We should have did a little skit. For real. Let's see if we can get somebody from the chat room. Chat room people, are you here? You know what? Let's open discussion for another topic then.
Let's do it.
Let me ask you one more topic. How do you feel about pregnant studs? That's another one that gets a lot of comments on my Facebook. Like, if I was to speak on that, like...
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about, now let me tell you the dilemma, right? How do you feel about pregnant studs to go out and have sex with men, run around the gay community like, yo, fuck niggas, I can't stand dudes. I'm not into all this humping and pumping with the dudes. You know, I hate them. But tomorrow you see them and they're pregnant, and here go the first thing they always say. Man, I didn't mean to. That dude raped me. Now, how do you feel about that excuse? Now, no, this person just now said yesterday that they hate dudes. So how did you get, like, why do you feel that a lot of studs lie to us? Like, what's going on with that? How do you feel about that?
That's what you want to hit it up for?
They lie for no reason.
Oh, okay. Well, they lie for no reason because, I mean, I could sit here and say that I'm mad at females all day, but I know daggone well I'm not going nowhere. But going back to the pregnancy thing, I don't know me, myself. I couldn't be with someone that's pregnant because I know they're not going to just go back to that other person tomorrow and then come back to me. I'm like, but you're pregnant. How are we supposed to deal with that? How are we supposed to compromise? Like,
okay, let me ask you a question. You said you can't deal with people that you can't deal with somebody that's pregnant, right? So... Let me ask you a question. Let me switch roles, right? Now, say you was the person that was pregnant, right? Now, say that it might have been a mistake. You know, you might know what you was doing. And you went looking for love from a lesbian or whatever. And people...
Plenty of time.
Right. And people just... Did you like that? Like, how would you feel about that? Like really?
I mean, me, if I made that mistake, and I know I'm gay, I mean, I wouldn't do that for the world. But if I was in that predicament, yeah, I would want the girl that I'm talking to give me a chance. Like, it was just a one-time thing. But I'm sure they won't understand that. But if not, hey, it's their loss. I'm going to move on. I do what I have to do as a female and raise my child and do what I have to do.
Well, I have a definite, I got to comment on that, too.
Okay.
Well, I definitely could say, as a female, that's a dom, I want to say, first of all, it's impossible for another girl to get another girl pregnant. So let's just say that off the bat. So if you are planning to build a family and you're a mature adult woman, whether you have baggy clothes on or not, if you feel as though you're ready to have a child and you want the child to come out and look at you, be realistic. Look at the amount and the cost it takes to take your egg out and put it into your girlfriend's egg for y'all to create a baby for your family so it can look good to people on the outside. But imagine how much money you can save if you go ahead and just invest in, fuck it, sperm, that shit's free. You can find that shit anywhere. No offense, but... You know what I mean?
True.
But it's just, to keep it real, if a dom wants to get pregnant and she doesn't have any kids and she wants to get into a, become a mother, you can't stop a woman from daring her natural right of having a child. That's just real, that's just reality. I mean, if I was, you know, if I was a person, say one day if I do want to have a child, I can give a shit if anybody has something to say. Because you cannot have the child for me that's going to pop out, have my same genes, that's going to look like me. You know what I mean? So, and you damn sure ain't going to take care of the child if you do shit. Fuck, you know. That's nice. But at the end of the day, if studs want to get pregnant, get do you, sweetheart. But at the same time, I want to say protect yourself for the future of the people that you have sex with and be honest that you had unprotected sex with somebody. And that was the outcome if it was unplanned. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
If it was unplanned.
Let me go ahead. I see a new caller right here. Let's see what this caller has to say. Area code 206-229. How you doing today, 206-229?
Hey.
Can you tell us
what you're
doing? Yeah, we
this
can
This is Armani from Cleveland, Ohio.
Uh-oh. What's up, Armani?
How y'all doing? Yeah, y'all made me mad tonight. Y'all made me mad just a little bit tonight, Malik. I couldn't access the chat room all night.
Don't beat me. Don't beat me. I got it. Pop it now.
Nah, I'm good, though. But I just wanted to say, so far as, like, the stud, the femme strapping down the stud, I'm all for it. If you like it, I love it. What happens in the bedroom should stay in the bedroom. It's nobody's business what you do. So far as the bisexual studs, if you can't keep it real, then don't do it. If you're going to do something that you're ashamed of and you can't admit it, you can't come out and say it to the world, don't do it. Be honest about who you are. Be honest about what you're going to do.
Yeah.
That's true.
And, Clever, I just wanted to say, I'm in the chat room and I'm typing about what if studs want to get pregnant because I am a stud who, I want to have a child. I want to experience all of that. And as soon as I typed it in, you were talking about it. I'm like, oh, wow. So.
Wait, mad things tonight.
Right. I mean, did I hit every topic? I mean, did, you know, you have anything you want to throw on that?
Man.
Hello?
It's so much. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, because my phone keeps going in and out. But, yeah, there's so many stereotypes within our community already. I mean, if you stud for stud, I'm all for it. Sam strapping studs, all for it. Studs getting pregnant, cool. As long as you're being honest about what you're doing. That's where people get messed up is because they're not honest about what they're doing, and then other people end up getting hurt.
Right.
True. Couldn't say it no better. Couldn't say it to anybody.
But that's all I wanted, y'all. Y'all have a good night. I'm... probably one of your most faithful listeners.
Well, I thank That's you great. For the support, man.
Definitely.
I do.
Absolutely.
I really do. Thank you for that support. Like,
not a problem at all.
And I'm going to keep telling you. I tell you all the time, right?
And as long as I can't access that chat room, I will be calling in, so.
Okay. But definitely, you know, Facebook me. Definitely, if the chat is not working, let me know. I will do what I got to do. Be Mr. Mechanic and get it done.
Well, y'all have a good night.
You too. All right. Let's see if we can grab one more caller. Y'all think they're going to talk to us?
I hope so.
I think they're going to talk to us. Let's see what they got to say. Area code 941373. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can you tell us where you calling
from? Can you hear
me? Yeah, we can hear you.
From Florida. Yeah, I'm calling from Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, this is TJ. And
how you doing?
I'm just calling. I'm good. And yourself?
Thank you.
I'm calling about, like, the whole pregnant stud thing. I'm a stud myself. I'm a mother first, though. I have a son, 17 years old, proud as a peach of the fact that I have a son. And I had my son before I actually came out, you know, right? So it was when I was still dealing with the whole straight life, not so much because I was straight, but because that's what I was supposed to do, right? Well, that's what I thought I was supposed to do. And I got pregnant in the process, and I don't regret it because my son is here. But my thing is with studs that are walking around now. Like, I used to live in Arizona, and it blew my mind how many pregnant studs I saw. Like, not so much as thugged out, but basically studded the fuck out with these big-ass bellies and shit. And you mentioned they come, you know, you see them one day, they all this, I hate dudes, I'm not down with the whole dick thing, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then you see them, and they're pregnant, and they scream, and I got raped. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it real. Keep it real. I'm with one of the last callers. Every woman has a right to have a baby. If she's a good woman,
mm-hmm.
and going to be a good mother and take care of her kid. Now that's a whole other subject in itself. But every woman has a right to have a baby. If you want to have a baby, whether you're stud, stem, whatever the hell it is, if you're able to carry this child, then you have that right. But at the same, don't put rape behind nothing. That's a serious topic. If you want to have a kid,
right.
keep it real. Number two, if you doing a dude, do the dude. Don't flip-flop back and forth because that's nasty, number one. Nobody's
mm-hmm.
a fool. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying you can't be a stud and be pregnant. I'm just saying be real about it. Be real about everything, not even just being a pregnant stud. Being a stud, period, being a femme, or be whatever you want to do, just be real, though. And if you're talking about having a kid, that's when you need to come with the most real shit you ever came with in your life. You know what I mean? For the sake of your kids. But that's how I am with mine. You know, my son knows about me, knows about my lifestyle. And I waited until I thought it was, you know, the proper time in his life to tell him. And he's fine with that. And I'm still a stud, and he knows what I do. And mama don't wear no high heels. Mama don't put no makeup on, no nothing. You know what I mean? Mama don't get down like that. And he understands that because from the day the kid came out, mama wasn't getting down like that. I was pregnant as shit, but I wasn't doing no makeup. I wasn't doing none of that. You know what I mean? I've been who I am all of my life. I just had to hide it. For several years before it was, but I still am who I am. And that's all I'm saying. People should just keep it real, man. Don't come with any caca, man. That's just crazy to me.
I think they're afraid to be judged at the end of the day. They're afraid to be judged.
That's true, too. You're afraid to be judged, but the thing about it, you
got
to man up. No pun intended, you know, but you got to man up. And if you're going to do it, you know. People are going to judge you regardless of what you do, whether you're doing good, bad, or whatever.
Yeah.
People are going to judge you. But you can't let that be the base of what you make your life decisions on is what other people are going to think. Because if that's how the world works, man, we already screwed. We'd be even more screwed. Be worried about what everybody
right.
else thinks. You know?
That's
all
true.
I wanted to say.
And I want to start to cut you off. but we are running right into our end of our time. I want to thank you for coming on and sharing that. And you have a nice day. As far as tonight, I would like to thank Clever and Justice for coming on.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end of our show.
Thank you.
And as always, tune in to QueerZone, www.queerzone.tk. Also, check out Clever Thoughts. Google her. Justice, tell them your URL so they can Google you, right? So they can get in tune with you.
Well, my Facebook is Pool, P-O-O-H underscore L-U-V-S underscore the letter U and the number 2 at yahoo.com.
All right. So,
and you can actually connect with me, too. Clever Thoughts, same thing, C-L-E-V-A-T-H-O-U-G-H-T-S. Yahoo.
All right. That concludes the show. I thank everybody for listening. God bless. And have a right night and a pleasant weekend. Love you.